Flora Luckman's here with a video pick of the week. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
It's a beauty. It's a reprise, a sort of a follow-up.
A sequel, you
a
might
sequel,
say.
A sequel, thank you. I was looking for that word.
Yes. Was... Do you remember the ever-popular Where's the Octopus?
Who could forget?
Who could forget?
Held the record for our most viewed video.
I know, it's 500,000 views.
That was much more than that. Now, you haven't
really?
Checked the latest numbers yet.
billions of
pushing
views.
Pushing 600,000 higher and going higher. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so sequels are hard when you have such a good original, but I think the Cuttlefish is pretty cool. So this video is about cuttlefish camouflage. Cuttlefish are relations of octopus and squid, and they are also masters at blending in with their background. I mean, the pictures from Sarah Zielinski, who's a Duke biologist, were amazing. She sent them. I opened them in my email. I'm in my Gmail account. And I'm looking at them, and I'm like, there's no cuttlefish in these pictures. And I'm about to respond.
You sent me bad photos.
Thankfully, I enlarged them and looked closer because they're really very hidden.
They use camouflage just like the octopus do.
Just like the octopus do. And they sort of use them for different things. So what Zielinski's interested in is how a cuttlefish sees the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a challenging question, because if you ask a cuttlefish how it sees the world, it doesn't say much.
You can wait for a long time for an answer.
That's right. So her trick is to look at their skin and to see how their skin changes when she gives them kind of weird backgrounds, because they always want to blend in, especially if they have Sarah Zielinski standing over them where they get a little bit nervous. And so she gives them these different backgrounds, and sometimes it's a checkerboard. And in this latest study that she published this week, along with colleagues, she looked at circles. And the question she was interested in is whether, if you show a cuttlefish or put it on a background over on top of circles that are not complete, they're sort of fragmented, mm-hmm. do the cuttlefish respond in the same way? Right. And it turns out they do.
I'm Ira Flatow. This is Science Friday from NPR. Talking with Flora Luckman, who's taken us to the edge of discovery right here.
I know you're on the edge of your seats.
Well,
do the cuttlefish see the circles?
Do they?
As circles?
Do they? And
they do.
They do.
They do. So okay. So you might be thinking, well, okay, I see a fragmented circle as a circle too. What is the big deal? But you know, imagine this. These guys are not close relatives of us. The idea that a cuttlefish would see the world the way you do mm-hmm. is really surprising, at least to Sarah Zielinski. Mm-hmm. And to me, I'm a convert. I also found it surprising after she walked me through it.
But I think that's all really cool stuff to know. But the really interesting stuff for me is watching that cuttlefish change its spots and colors and camouflage in the video.
That is the cool part. I mean, it's totally mesmerizing. And actually, one of my favorite clips sent by Zielinski has almost nothing to do with camouflage. In fact, it's this unsolved mystery of coloration that has to do with snacking and them changing their body color.
When they grab these prey items, it's quite often coupled with this really, really strong body pattern change. And that doesn't make perfect sense, because it seems to make it very conspicuous. So one theory is that, you know, it's almost like a happy signal of how excited it is to have caught something.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
You have a snack and you feel just joyful.
Do a little dance, right? And that's sort of like the cuttlefish looks like it's
that's
doing.
That's what it looks like. It grabs this crab in the tank. And it's, as you said, there's something a little creepy about it, because
yeah.
It just bolts after it.
Yeah, it's like watching Marlon Perkins in the Wild Kingdom. But, you know, it goes after it, eats this crab, and it's just doing a happy little cuttlefish.
It goes from, like, brown and drab to all these flashing, all these colors, just like I do when I have, you know, a box of Good and Plenty.
and so the mystery is she doesn't study how it changes its color, right? Other people are studying why it does that stuff.
And we've looked, I mean, I think she understands that. She looks at that too. But they have these little ink pockets on their skin. They're called chromatophores. And you can actually, in the octopus video, that if you're into camouflage, you should check this out too. Because you see a high definition look at how these chromatophores expand and contract, and it looks sort of like a TV screen. It's just these flashing colors.
We have a Second Life tweet that came in and says, what does a cuttlefish do in the presence of fractal patterns? Well, you show in the video not fractal patterns, but she puts them in the
Yeah.
The tank with different patterns, like checkerboard.
Like a checkerboard. And they have this amazing response. It's called the disruptive, that's what scientists call it, disruptive response, where they have these blocky light and dark squares that they flash on their back. And what's amazing is that in the video, you can see this too, they have them on big rocks. And when they're on those rocks, if you have this disruptive pattern, you really can't make them out. So it's like a checkerboard. It's pretty cool.
All right, so we now have a two-album set.
Yeah. If you study cephalopods and are interested in, you know, what's the third one?
Well, we'll have to figure that out. Yeah. we'll go to the third one. We used to use them for bait. I can't remember.
Squid,
there you go. We're going to make a trilogy. Now we have two parts of the trilogy. We have the cuttlefish added to the octopus. So where's the octopus? On this week, it's where's the cuttlefish? And see them both from Flora Lichtman up there on our website at sciencefriday.com. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
Our program's senior producer is Annette Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our multimedia editor. Our producers are Christopher Taliata, Namisha Seren Anan, and Sam Plato is our production assistant. Neil Rausch is our technical director at the controls here in New York. And if you missed any part, you want to go see the cuttlefish, go over to our website at sciencefriday.com. You can take it with you as a podcast. We have a new Science Friday iPhone app up there. Cuttlefish will be included when you download it. It's a new version and it'll update it. We're also not forgetting you Android folks, so upgrade your Science Friday iPhone app. And you can take it along with you and watch it wherever you'd like. And also listen to Science Friday. I'm Ira Flato in New York.